Hey, good evening. It is Oswald as we get ready to bring you a clan-based Nations Cup 9 doubleheader tonight. It's where Quake meets reality. Urban Terror coming up next.
Let's kick some ass.
Take what you want, take what you need, take all you can, take all you see. Take all my friends and take me too. Don't think that I won't come for you. You're ready to fire, the last one on your team.
They're all over me.
When it comes down to the wire, you'll scream.
God help us all.
You kick my gun out of my hand. Pray that you have another plan.
I come at you with all that's left. Soon we'll be out to last breath. Plans rage in battle, fates are bound. Skill will triumph, the weak fall down.
You think that all is said and done.
And when I have you on my side, I'll hug my rifle nice and tight. You won't know that you've been found till I put you in the ground.
Man down!
Your team will be target practice, and for you I will not miss.
Oh, I'm in it!
You will fear my aim, and you'll remember the game, Urban Terror.
And once again, welcome to Inside the Game. It is Oswald here back with you as we get ready to bring you the best of Urban Terror. It is Nations Cup 9 action live here on Inside the Game. We sort of hit the ground running today. A double header for you coming up here at the top of the hour. We're just about 12 minutes away. Our first match here at 21 CET will feature Denmark, 3-1-1, going up against the USA, who is 5-0. Yes, they are undefeated, yet to lose a match here in Nations Cup 9 competition. And immediately following this match, we're going to face Netherlands and Portugal. That match approximately 1 hour after the completion, or after the Denmark-USA match. These are actually the first matches we have covered for Clan Base. We sort of got sidetracked with some other stuff, some Euro Cup matches, Medal of Honor, Spearhead. Yes, I know, exciting stuff that you guys probably don't really care about. But doing a little of that, doing some other casting for Trackmania Nation. So I got a few things going on here, possibly some COD2, but right now it is Nations Cup 9 Urban Terror coming at you as we look at our first matchup today, Team USA versus Team Denmark. Right now we're going to be playing all three game modes. Possibly Team Survivor and Turnpike, Capture the Flag on Algiers, and then the tiebreaker map will be Bomb Mode on UT Casa. I believe that is how we are going to play here for our first match. These maps will also be repeated for the second match, for the Netherlands versus Portugal match. And yes, I do want to make it clear that I am rooting for Denmark just because Xenix is playing for Denmark. And I love the Danes, not the Finns. I love the Danes. But then again, I'm sure if the Swedes were playing, I would say I love the Swedes and Roadkill. But anyway. I know gamers were wanting to know what happened to the video. I had planned on having GGL TV up and running live today for the match. Unfortunately, I made some changes here. I was trying to dedicate a dedicated box to process the video because what happened last time when I did this, the audio lagged about 30 seconds behind the video, and it really made no... It was pointless. So I apologize for not having that today. I just have some more tweaking to do, and I just ran out of time. I didn't expect a few curves that were thrown at me, so I apologize to all those who signed up at the GGL and did not actually get to take a look at the video today. But rest assured, I will get that up, hopefully, for the finals, that hopefully taking place next week. But let's get back to what we were talking about here today. USA 5-0. They started off strong, defeating Poland 4-0. Also took down Canada, Finland, Spain, and Germany. They ran the table 5-0. They are yet to lose a match. They've defeated each of these nations 2-0 on each map. Algiers, and they basically put a little bit of everything. One thing unique about this Nations Cup is that we actually played all three game modes. We played Team Survivor, we played CTF, and we played Bomb Mode. Something that is somewhat unique about this cup, and I guess this will really prove who the best nation is. Although I know some are saying that this cup is not really going to prove much, but I disagree. I think it'll prove a lot because, you know what, the best teams will still come through in the end. Team Denmark, probably a little bit surprising here, 3-1-1. They started out with a tie versus Brazil, 2-2. But, you know, the big thing in Nations Cup, in any cup, get some points. Awarded 50 points for that tie. They then defeated the Netherlands 4-0 on Proving Grounds twice. A little CTF action there. They lost. They got shut out by Portugal on Sanctuary and Nimrod for the bomb mode, 4-0. Came back strong with a victory over France, 4-0, and over Italy, 4-0. And they also defeated Poland, so that makes them... Actually, check that. Well, they defeated Poland in the quarterfinals, 2-1. Looking at that, Denmark, Abbey, Riyadh, and Algiers. Antibiotic was your player of the match. Denmark over Poland last weekend to put them here in the semis versus the USA, who actually had a bye going into making their way right into the semifinals. Our second matchup today is going to feature our reigning Nations Cup champion Portugal taking on Team Netherlands. Netherlands took fourth in Nations Cup 8. Unfortunately, what do you get for fourth place? Bupkis! That's right. You get absolutely nothing for fourth place. Not even a thank you, bend over, let me take it home there. No, you get nothing. So Netherlands trying to pull off a major upset here today against Portugal. Can they do it? Well, we'll have to wait and see. Again, the three maps we will be playing, CASA, Turnpike, and Algiers, Bomb Mode, Team Survivor, and Capture the Flag on those three levels, and we'll see which two are chosen. Most likely little Team Survivor and CTF, Save the Bomb Mode. If we happen to play a tiebreaker round, tiebreaker match, it will be bomb mode on CASA. Somewhat surprising, though. I know a lot of these clans like UT CASA here in clan base, but that may get a bye today. Team Portugal, 4-0-1. Started off with they defeated the Netherlands 4-0 in Team Survivor. Came back and beat France 4-0 on CTF. They beat Denmark, which I spoke about here just a few minutes ago, 4-0 on Sanctuary and at Nimrod. And then probably a bit of a surprise, going back to CTF, they tied Italy 2-2 and then defeated Brazil 4-0. So Portugal 4-0-1, still considered heavy favorites here in this Nations Cup 9. Team Netherlands 3-2, the only nation in the semifinals here with two losses. Those two losses came in the hands of Portugal and Denmark to start the cup. Netherlands down, but not out. They came back very strong, defeating Brazil, France, and Italy, actually shutting them out here. Shutting them out, I believe. Yeah, they did shut them out. Getting a pass to the semifinal, or excuse me, the quarterfinals versus Germany, whom they defeated last week 2-1 on Algiers, Riyadh, and Abbey. Joram, for the Netherlands, your player of the match. So that is what we have for you today. Coming up next here on Inside the Game, that's right, Nations Cup 9 action, a little urban tear where Quake meets reality. I am Oswald. You can head over to the website, www.getinsidethegame.com. Check it out. And we're going to come right back here. Drop in the server. It's Oswald. 30 seconds. We'll be back.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on your teeth.
So apparently, odds are 1 in 5 that your teeth are actually getting whiter at this very moment.
You can thank us later.
This is the new Radio ITG.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. I am in both the war channels here. USA just now starting to drop into the war channel here. Seffy, team captain for USA, finally in the server. Looks like Denmark already has their server. I do have that listed here, and I am waiting to see what happens here for the U.S. and what server we will use here for the USA for one round. So we may be a bit tardy starting, but rest assured we will get both matches in for you today. I'm going to step away here, drop a quick tune in, and see if we can resolve some of these server issues. It's Oz, and we are ready for action right here inside the game.
This is Radio ITG.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. As I mentioned here just a few minutes ago, I am in the War Channel here. Sefi talking to Zenix and Dan along with Preet here. They are finalizing server negotiations. And it looks like we do have two servers chosen, just waiting on a password here for, I believe, the U.S. server we will be using. Still nobody in the CTF server here that I'm on is just waiting for warm-ups to happen here. So as I mentioned, Portugal, the defending champions here from Nations Cup 8, they're going to be rivaled this season by the U.S. If U.S. can get past Denmark, we'll see what happens. Denmark's been a long-time favorite here in Urban Tier. They've played countless games. I can remember shoutcasting a lot of the Danes, some of the great Danish players, along with, actually, I guess we can just go all of Scandinavia, Danes, Swedes. It's all good. A lot of good gamers there. But USA having a surprise run here in Group B. And they did have some stiff competition. Germany and Poland, formidable opponents, as is Finland. But Finland, not the same team as Syndicate, as you are limited to the number of gamers you can have on a team from the same clan. So Finland, not necessarily the powerhouse they were in Open Cup action. Only had one win, two losses, and two draws. Canada had a good showing. Came up just a bit short, though. They did have two losses. So U.S. and Germany, top two seeds there. Look at Group A, as I mentioned, Portugal, Denmark, and the Netherlands. They were your top three seeds. Nobody really put up much of a fight here for Portugal. Italy, surprisingly, though, as I said, came and actually got a tie, which I think surprised most everybody, as they end up 4-0-1 yet. Just looking at it, I mean, you can tell the class here of Group A and Group B, Portugal and USA. But you know what? These are the playoffs, and stranger things have happened. So we're just going to have to wait and see here what happens in just a few minutes as we do see gamers now dropping into the server. If you missed it over on the Nations Cup 9 clan-based website for Urban Tier, you can go read up on Sefi. As I mentioned, he is the team captain here for the USA. And, you know, I guess I have a little bit of a bone to pick with him here when it comes to what he said here. How did you first get involved with your national team? How did you become the leader? Yada, 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 yada. And, well, let's just say that I have a sizable amount of C-Bookie stock options, and I plan to purchase many sexual favors from Oswald after we win the Nations Cup. Big words for a little man. We'll have to see what happens. I mean, big words for a big man or a little man. Whatever I'm saying. So USA poised to, I mean, come on. Born in 82. Shoot, I was almost out of high school in 82. I guess I'm aging myself now, aren't I? Anyway, all good. Sefi, class player. Very class player. Looking at the prediction here, predicts a 2-0 win for 2-0 win for the USA. Dan, the other supervisor, 2-1 victory for US, and Preet also picks a 2-1 victory for the US. I actually turned my predictions in, and I also predicted a 2-0 win for the US. Portugal, Netherlands, actually it was a clean sweep. Everybody had a 2-0 win here for Portugal, so nobody really giving the Dutch much of a chance here against Portugal. Basically, the same can be said for Denmark. But Denmark does have some class players. Wee Man, one of the best. Antibiotic and a Bomber, both great CTF players. I don't know if many of you caught the CTF match we did here some time ago. Two of the best CTF clans in all of Europe got together here on the ladder and played. And Anclan, tough gamers. So we'll have to see if that factors in here, because chances are we will be playing CTF in one of these first two matches. as we are in the server here, and we do see Denmark on the servers, just waiting for the U.S. to drop into the map here. So I'm going to step away. Another song here is we wait for the arrival of the USA. Now is the time. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
That's right, www.getinsidethegame.com. It is Oswald here with you as we get ready to start the match here. Seems a couple of the Danes here have an error with UT Algiers. So they're going to restart here and see what happens. Got to wait for them now. They'll be back in just a couple of minutes here. But we'll see what happens. We tried another server here. They believe they got the same error as they did previously. So I'm going to wait just a few more minutes here for the start of the match. USA has actually made their way on to the map. As we watch both nations warm up now. Both nations warming up here on UT Algiers. As we do have that map, where is it? There it is. Actually, that's not it. Pulling up my Shoutcast match here, my map here, and checking things out. So Algiers is going to be our first map here. If you've never seen it, good map by Tub here. It has been updated for 3.8. Yes, 3.8 is on the way. Probably the next cup. We'll have to watch, wait, and see what happens. But Algiers, one of the better CTF maps, and it's actually only been improved here for the next version. A couple of dead spots here on the map, but nonetheless, the map plays very fast. The red flag and a blue flag located basically right out on the main road. Main Road South and Main Road North is how they are called here in-game. It's a camel corner that gamers use most often to sort of cut through the level here and actually take some cover and try to cap the flag. You can go inside the buildings. The East Sand Buildings is right in the middle of the map. And you can go both upstairs and downstairs. Tub did a really good job on the map here. Really sniper heavy at areas, but Otto is very effective on this map as well. It plays very balanced, so we'll have to see how this plays out here in the first round. As you would think, the USA is bringing an army here. They have like 10 guys in the server right now. As we watching them warm up here, is Denmark going to probably start in red, USA in blue. As we still wait for the last two Danes to come back here. And still waiting for them. Have not dropped into the map. Barrett, one of those gamers. Twin Duck, the other one. And it looks like they continue to get that same error, so we're going to have to try to work through that here. We see Barrett connecting, and then suddenly he will be kicked. And he he's actually specking right now, so maybe they fixed it. As Barrett from Clan House Valhalla, one of the old school clans here for Urban Terror. So Barrett in the match now. And Barrett kicked from the match. So it looks like we now have full server, so US is going to have to kick a couple of players here, as they're not going to be able to field all 10 USA gamers. As it looks like we're now getting word here from Zenix that we're not going to be able to use that server. They have used this map previously, not necessarily the server, so it may be an older version of the map here than what is in the gamers pack file. Just one of the possibilities here as to why we're getting two Denmark players disconnecting here round after round, time after time. So it looks like we're probably going to switch over to one of the other two Active War servers here, which act as the clan-based servers. Seffy back into the War Channel here. And it looks like Xenix says that they've now found the problem, so that's a good thing. Hopefully it is resolved, and hopefully we'll see Twin Duck and Barrett drop back in. Twin Duck now in the game, so we're just waiting for Barrett. As I said, the server is USA dominated right now, and they're going to have to drop a couple of gamers here because GTV, yes, GTV is coming. Server is full at the moment, so we're waiting for one more U.S. gamer here to be dropped, as you can have five players and one sub. So a total of six per nation. Server holds 15. Obviously, you're going to have your admin or your supervisor, and you'll have GTV and myself in there. So that is what it's going to look like here in just a minute. So that's basically 12 total gamers. An admin, GTV, and the Shoutcaster. There's your total of 15 right there. As we see a couple of U.S. gamers drop now, so we're just waiting here for USA to... Okay, USA has dropped. Okay, so now we have six aside here, just waiting for GTV and our admin to drop in. I will be dropping in the server here in just a moment. Remember, each map is 2 points. So we're going to have to see how this all plays out here for the USA and Denmark. USA, as I said, the only nation here to go undefeated. They are 5-0. They have not dropped a round yet. Playing for more than just pride today. USA trying to show that they are a force here in Urban Terror, as they are looking to dominate today to get a ticket to the finals. But will Denmark be able to pull off the upset here? It'd be a huge upset, but they do have a very good team. Run down the lineups here. Antibiotic, T-Biotic, I guess we could call him. Wee Man, Codename, Xenix, Barrett, and Twin Duck. Those are your six gamers for Denmark. And for the USA, P-Nasty, Camaros, Brawly, Other Bean, Keeper, and Seffy. So there are your 12 gamers. Our admin for the match today is going to be Dan and Preet. Yes, a Swede on the GTV camera, froservers.com, providing all the GTV coverage here this Nations Cup season. And, you know, I sort of have to apologize to everybody because I did have grandiose plans of covering a lot of Nations Cup. But, you know, one thing that I forgot to factor in was, yes, my newborn son. So I sort of had to prioritize things here. Euro Cup took priority over everything else, and that was for Medal of Honor, not only Spearhead, but Allied Assaults. I know, as I said, you guys really don't care. But that is where I have been covering Euro Cup. Great time, great action. But we're now back for the playoffs, and see how this all shakes out. As this is when it counts. We had meant to cover last week, and I had to back out once again. I had to go get my taxes done down in Los Angeles, so I was not able to cover Germany, Netherlands, or Poland, Denmark. So we are back here. Semifinal action is what we're going to have today. They're just putting the finishing touches here on the server, I understand. They're a server was not that configured correctly here, so just waiting for that, and then we'll get into the game. USA, Denmark winner will move into the finals to face either the Netherlands or Portugal. Both nations had good showings last Cup season. This Cup season, though, Netherlands squeaks in with two losses, which is more or less unheard of these days. They get 200 points. They get in. So we're going to have to see how that plays out here. That will be our second match, Portugal and the Netherlands, coming up at the conclusion of this match, which is now almost 30 minutes delayed. As we now see USA dropping out of the server. So not really sure what's going on here. We will drop into the server here as soon as we get GTV and the admin in the game. I do see Dan in there right now, but we still have no GTV. And Preet saying there is something wrong because he is our cameraman, but he cannot connect to the server. So he's getting the low pings only error message. So it looks like the admins are going to have to take care of that here very quickly before we get started. I'm going to play one more tune as they sort out the final things here for this match. It's Oswald. You're inside the game, and we're coming back. And here we go. Good luck and have fun. We are in the match as we follow Denmark out of the spawn. Speck and Barrett here over near the red flag. As I said, red flag down near the main south road. And out comes Tibiotic. He's going to be gunned down by Keeper USA. That is Brawley picking up the flag. Here he goes through Camel Corner, and he is going to cap the flag here very quickly for a 1-0. Oh, take that back. Wee Man coming from the back annals of the map here, but Brawley's still able to get in and to get the cap, other being SR8's Zenix, as Camaro's now putting the hurting on, who did he kill? He got a kill in there on Barrett, and P-Nasty now picking up the flag. Keeper grabbed the red flag again from Denmark, just about as he's ready to cap it, he got killed. Here comes P-Nasty very quickly, USA up 2-0. 1 minute into the match here. USA already on top, 2-0. As I said, this level plays very quickly here. Denmark not putting up much of a defense here as they send code name forward. Here he comes through Camel Corner once again. Has the AK out as he takes on Camaros. Camaros going to be dropped by code name as Denmark now looking to take the flag from the USA. Keeper coming around the backside down the main road there just near Camel Corner. He gets capped for another kill here by Zenix. And a Tibiotic getting in the action here. Brawley on the wrong end as a blue flag was picked up and dropped. Camaros returning it for the USA. USA setting up once again here to make a run at the Danish flag. Brawley and a Keeper now over near the flag on the main north road. Coming out of the spawn, here comes Camaro's other being SR8's Barrett. In the Camel Corner we go. USA doing a good job there. Zenix dropped by Brawley. Wee Man picking up and dropping the blue flag. He is gunned down by P-Nasty once again, who gets a back-to-back kill here on Codename. Not once, but twice. Codename injured now as he is bleeding, headed down towards his flag. He is going to bleed to death. Brawley getting the point there. Zenix grabbing the flag here for Denmark. Barrett not able to protect him. He gets gunned down. USA returns their flag. 2-0. 7:37 to go here in the match, and Denmark's flag is on the run once again, being shot down. Tibiotic gunning out P-Nasty. A great kill there, but the flag is going to be capped. Codename not able to get there. just as the USA capped the Danish flag here for the third time. Score now 3-0, 7 minutes. We play two 10-minute rounds here. Switch at the 10-minute mark. USA, it has been all USA here in the early going. Denmark trying to get a mark on the board here, but USA doing a very good job as we see Brawley now returning the flag for the USA. Barrett coming out up near the flag, trying to get a couple of shots in on Brawley. Brawley going to pick up the flag. He's going to be capped by Barrett. Red flag sitting just off its mark there. Camaro is getting the kill on Zinix. He picks up the red flag and going to be gunned down by Codename, who just respawned up high. P-Nasty now with the flag. He goes inside the Sands building, but chasing him down very quickly. Camaro's gunning down Barrett. USA is picking up the flag once again. Weeman dropping the USA flag, and there goes a Denmark flag back onto its stand. So we stay at 3-0, 6-19, as we see Tibionic picking up the blue flag there of the USA. As we see Tibionic of Anklan capping the flag here for Denmark, 3-1. And that is going to be the man who is going to have to pick things up here for Denmark. He is your CTF specialist. And USA's flag is gone once again. Who has it? That is Weeman. Weeman looking to make a cap here and take it to a one-point game. He does so at the 5:50 mark, 3-2 now in favor of the USA. Last two caps have gone to Denmark, who put on a two good coordinated attacks there as USA let their guard down as P-Nasty now taking the red flag of Denmark again. But P-Nasty not getting very far, dropping his vest, dropping the flag. Camaro's picking it up, but he is not going to get far. And actually, I take that back. He's able to get the cap in through Camel Corner. Zinix once again picking it up for Denmark. He's going to be dropped by Camaro, who returns the blue flag for the USA. We see Tibionic coming down the north road. He's got his eye on the blue flag, but he is going to have to watch out. He's got the DE of Keeper to keep him warm, and he is going to drop him. Brawley now once again through Campbell Corner. He's got his eye on the Danish flag, the red and white flying proudly. Denmark respawning just in time to get in a defensive position here. As we see Weeman once again grabbing the flag. He is through Camel Corner. He's got his eye on the cap, and he is gunned down just before he gets the flag. P-Nasty doing him in, but Zinix right there to cap it for Denmark. 4-3 now is where we are. Brawley grabbing the red flag once again, coming out of that East Sands building. That was Tibionic gunning him down and returning the flag. Weeman again on the run with the flag down the main street. He goes. He's got his eye. He's got the cap. We are tied 4-4. 4 minutes, 13 seconds to go. Denmark coming back after being down 3-0. Doing a great job here to tie things up here as they face off with the USA. Killing each other. Barrett and Brawley exchange gunfire and drop each other. Other being now up. ICU's got his eye on the Danish flag. He grabs it. He is dropped at Denmark. Gonna return their flag. Codename coming up the main south road. Returning the flag. He is headshotted, though, by Keeper. That is going to open the door for Brawley, who picks up the red flag. And from behind, it is Tibionic of Denmark finishing him up. Here goes Zinix now around the corner. In it to Camel Corner. The blue flag of the U.S. is off and running again with Weeman injured. He is going to cap it once again. 5-4 your score here in favor of Denmark. They are in red. They are up by 1. 3:18 to go here. As we watch the USA try to come back here, they are down by one marker, 5-4. Still a lot of time on the clock, 3 minutes. As we see Brawley now turning the corner, looking down just near the Oasis building. Codename coming up very quickly, tearing him asunder with the AK-103. Codename, though, dropped by Keeper. P-Nasty now doing some good action there, finishing off TBA. Just as he spawned, Barrett now coming across. He is going to hold down a defensive position at the Danish flag. Codename coming on the respawn to heal him up. So Codename and Barrett now, as we see Brawley finishing off Zinix over near the USA flag. Tibionic getting the kill there on Brawley. The USA flag was open for the taking, but USA responds here coming through Camel Corner once again. The eyes of the USA on the red and white. Brawley dropping a couple of grenades. They must be between spawn waves here. Brawley finishing off Barrett. Keeper making his way up. He's going to be headshotted by Zinix. Playing good defense, but Zinix dropped by P. Nasty, who picks it up, drops his vest, and he's going to be gunned down. Barrett with a nice long-range shot. Denmark staving off those attacks once again by the USA. 158. We are inside of 2 minutes here. 156 and accounting. 5-4 our score in favor of Denmark. Barrett picking up and dropping the flag. He was gunned down by Camaros of the USA. Codename your top score here. 87 points for Denmark. P. Nasty 79 for the USA. As we see Codename and Zinix over in Camel Corner trying to assault the USA. P. Nasty coming up to support his run on defense. P. Nasty, or check that. Camaro's doing a good job. He is hit in the leg. He is bleeding. He is not going to have any chance to return the flag, even if he grabs it. Barrett going to finish him off. Go through Camel Corner. He's got his eye on the blue and white flag there of the USA. Zinix coming up to support Denmark's run here. We are now down to 1 minute here in our first 10-minute round. Tibiotic grabbing the flag once again from the U.S. of A, and he's going to be finished off. Keeper back-to-back kills. Unfortunately, he killed his own teammate, Camaros. Barry getting the kill on Keeper, but P. Nasty doing a good job approaching the flag. Other being coming down from the north. Looks like he is going to try to make a run at the flag, but Codename right in front of him finishing off Other being as Wee Man once again grabbing the flag, dropping it. He is gunned down again by Camaros. 32 seconds and counting. USA grabbing it. There goes Keeper. Keeper through Camel Corner. He's got support. And Keeper going to cap the flag with only 22 seconds to go here in this round. USA has come back to tie things. Brawley, Wee Man going toe-to-toe. Zinix getting in on the action and getting the kill. 13 seconds. Wee Man has the flag. He is going to try to wait for some help there. Codename helping him out. Wee Man going to try to make the run. Not going to happen. 4 seconds. 3-2-1. Time expires. We are tied 5-5 after that first round. USA and Denmark, Codename and Keeper, your top scorers there for each nation. Some great action. USA coming back with only 30 seconds on the clock to get a draw in that first round. We are tied at 5 apiece. We will switch sides. I'm taking a quick break. We'll come right back, get into the second round here on Inside the Game.
On the cutting edge of gaming. Play-by-play Monopoly. This is Radio ITG.
So Denmark holding their own against the USA here today as we are tied 5 apiece. Yes, I did say he's got his eyes on the blue and white flag because it was a Dane who was looking at the flag. Oh, and Oswald gets kicked this time. That ain't cool. And I got that same air that they were getting, the inline, the model inline air. Funny, same map, and I get booted. So we'll see what happens here as I try to join back up here for the start of the second round. And this is going to suck if I can't get back in, huh? Some great action, and Oswald's going to be left out in the cold. Starting up again, and we are loading the map and the weapons. Here we go. What is going to happen? Back in the match, as we watch both nations warm up once again, USA in red this time, Denmark in blue. See who the USA sends out this time for the start of this match. Denmark going to go with Wee Man, Zinix, Barrett, Codename, and Tibiotic. Twin Duck is their substitute. Still waiting for the USA to ready up. And thank you, I got my water. That is why I took a break. I had to drop a quick drink down my throat as we watch the U.S. here. Still not sure who their new gamer is going to be. It looks like S2H coming into the match now. So it looks like USA probably going to make a couple of substitutions here. As we wait to look at their starting five, 10 minutes goes very quickly. As we still warm up here. Looks like Brawley's going to drop out of the match. Oh, check that. Brawley dropping into the match. Warm-up going on here. You hear it in the background. Might give us time to... might give us time here to check some scores there from that first round. If I can find the right map. And here we go, running down some scores here. For Denmark, codename 95, Zenix 84, Barrett 82, Wee Man 77, Tibiotic 73, Twin Duck didn't get in the game. And for the USA, Keeper 96, P Nasty 93, Camaros 91, Brawley 87, and other being 76. So that is how the first round went down. As we see other being dropping out, so USA has six aside here, just waiting to see who their sub is going to be. As we get ready to start our second round here, USA and Denmark facing off. We are tied 5-5. Who's going to score the 2 points here? Going to have to wait and see. We take the scores, add them together to decide the winner on this map. And the starting five for the USA are going to be Keeper, P Nasty, Seffy, Brawley, and S2H. Your substitute is Camaros. So S2H, not going to say Camaros didn't hold his own. Camaros doing a great job. He had 91 points. But S2H coming in here should provide a bit of a shot in the arm for the U.S. We'll have to see if that is the case for the USA. Seppi apologizing here as they're just trying to finish up one last thing, and they will ready up, and we will get our game on. Yes, yes, it is a cruel, cruel world. I believe Bananarama saying that, but they saying cruel summer, not cruel world. Cruel world's going to be whoever loses this match, because this has been a good first 10 minutes. Hopefully the second 10 go as quick and are as action-packed. Denmark came out a bit slow, USA picking up the first three rounds, but Denmark came back very quickly. Denmark came back very quickly here. But it was the USA who would score the final cap to tie the round. And here we go, second 10 minutes. Good luck and have fun. We follow P Nasty out of the spawn. Remember, USA in red. Here they come, passing the flag around Camel Corner. Seppi leading the charge here. Seffy, 2-on-1. He is going to exchange kills with Zenix. Brawley coming through. P Nasty now going to mano a mano with Codename. Codename dropped as P Nasty and Brawley now have their eye on the blue flag of Denmark. Barry coming up from the spawn. He's going to get the headshot on Brawley. Seffy returning fire. Seffy still with a full bar of health. He's got to reload. Here comes Zenix around the corner. Zenix buying the farm. Seffy getting another kill there with the LR300. Seffy not done yet. He's got Codename in his sights. Tibiotic picking up and dropping the red flag. Tibiotic finished off by, I forgot who he was finished off, by Seffy, I believe it was. Blue flag still waiting there for the picking. And here they come, USA. It is going to be Seffy picking up the flag. Dropping his vest. He's got Brawley behind him through Camel Corner. He is going to get the first cap here of the match. And just like the first round, USA scores the first cap. But very quickly, down the main north road, here comes Tibiotic of Denmark. Going back on defense, it is Keeper and Seffy lighting things up in the building. But Codename getting a little action there as well, taking aim. But he is going to be finished off, a shiny bullet from Keeper. Finishing off P Nasty doing in Zenix. As we see Keeper and Brawley come out. Here comes TBN very quickly down the North Main Road. Once again, P looking as he has, and it drops a flag again for the USA. Some good defense here early on by Denmark as they have turned back three grabs of the flag. One was successful. S2H grabbing the flag. He buys the farm as the USA has called timeout, and we are in a timeout situation here. Not really sure why. Everybody looking okay on the ping. USA, pinging about an average of 120 or so, but really not sure why we had the timeout. And it seemed to be that USA thought they had lost a gamer. It's only keeper, as Seffy says, he's dumb, but hey, it's all good, right? And we will be set to go here in just about 7 seconds, 8 minutes, 8 seconds back on the clock, and here we go, game will resume, 3-2-1. And now the wave is screwed up, and here comes Wee Man for Denmark down the main street. He's going to grab the red flag of the USA. He's got it, not able to get away from keeper, who takes aim, pulls the trigger, two in the back, and down he goes. Codename now. Codename by the forearm, P. Nasty with an HE grenade, finishing him off. Zinnix dancing with Seffy over in Camel Corner, both taking each other out. A little bit of leg on my end here, as we're now back in the game. Codename coming around the corner. He's got his eyes on the flag, but Codename not able to get away and do much damage there. Back we go. First person view with P. Nasty going mano-a-mano with Zinnix, and Zinnix getting the better of P. Nasty, dropping him. The red flag still standing tall for the U.S. of A. Denmark not able to get in there very quickly. Tibionic and Weeman gunning down keeper and a Brawley. Denmark now, they got a two-on-one odd man rush here. P. Nasty's HE grenade, though, finishing off Tibionic of Denmark. USA coming out of the spawn once again. S2H gunning down Barrett. S2H then picking up the blue flag, but he is dropped very quickly. Once again, torn asunder by Codenames AK-103. Action continuing, passing the red flag in is Brawley. Zinnix finishing him off with a nice DE round. Tibionic picking the flag up for Denmark. He's got a lot of support. Will he be able to make it back? Tibionic calling for a medic. Not going to get it. He has gunned down 3-on-1. Now, odd man rush for the USA. Here they come. It is going to be Seffy picking up the blue flag of Denmark once again through Camel Corner. He's going to make it back, possibly uncontested. He's got to go out onto the main road. Tibionic not able to get him. USA scores another round here. 2-0 now. USA up with 6:15 to go here in the match. They are now up by two rounds here. 2 points in this match. Tibionic had the flag once again dropped by the USA. Brawley again with another DE kill to his credit. Things have slowed down just a bit, but USA relentless as we see Wee Man now for Denmark picking up the flag. Seffy buying the farm. Wee Man dropping the red flag. It is going to be returned by P. Nasty once again. Denmark now out of their spawn. Wee Man down the main north road. He climbs up over near the South Mirage building. Drop it down, picking up the red flag. He is going to try to score one for the Danes around the corner. Here he comes. It is going to be Codename who picks it up and caps the flag here for Denmark. 2-1 our score. Denmark coming back here. Tibionic not letting up. He's got the flag. He's going to be finished off by P. Nasty, who returns. Actually does not return the flag. USA going to leave the flag just near the Mirage building. Probably a little bit better of a position for Denmark. Tucked back just a bit behind a crate and a tree. Not a bad position here for the USA as the flag sort of defended, but Wee Man grabbing it once again. He is going to tie things up here. If he can get through Camel Corner unmolested, he does so. He's got two gamers in front of him. Seffy from behind is going to gun him down. Barrett picking up the flag. He is gunned down by keeper, and it is going to be Tibionic for Denmark. Capping the flag. We are tied. 4:40 to go here in this match. Wee Man out of the spawn again around the corner, but the USA flag has been stolen once again. S2H has taken the flag here, but it is Tibionic dropping the flag for the USA. Capping it for the U.S. is S2H. They go up. USA 3-2 now. 4:19 on the clock. Wee Man coming down just between the Mirage building and excuse me, the Mirage building and the Oasis building. Upstairs he goes, USA keeper, trying to put the hurting on somebody. He is going to do it. He guns down TBiotic over in the square as P. Nasty now getting ready for an assault, but he has gunned down LR300 kill there for Wee Man very quickly. Seffy and Brawley, the two-man attack. Here they come. Seffy picking up the flag, dropping his vest. Brawley in support, but gunned it down from behind. TBiotic getting another kill in there. Barrett trying to finish off S2H. He does so. Xenix returning the flag. Barrett going to have a free run at the flag. He picks it up. He is injured. He is limping. He is going to try to heal. S2H and P. Nasty in pursuit. A big grenade taking him out. Brawley getting that kill on Wee Man. Keeper picking up the flag here for the USA. Returning it through Camel Corner. Trying to return it here. TBiotic on the defense here. Just above the red flag, he picks up the red flag of the USA. Inside he goes. He is going to be finished off by a grenade. It is going to be Brawley returning the USA flag. 3-2, our score still here in favor of the USA. Both flags back on their stand. 2:58 and counting. What a match. What a match. The USA up by one. Denmark had some great opportunities here. Here comes TBiotic once again down the north main road. Down on the south main road, he finishes off Keeper upstairs in the Mirage building. P. Nasty emerging from the lower throws of that building, running across the street into the Sands building, trying to get some cover. Nice work there by TBiotic of Anclan, picking up the cap here once again. Denmark tying things up at the 224 mark. Wee Man again picking the flag up here. Keeper for the USA, Wee Man for Denmark. Both flags off their mark, but USA has returned their flag. It is going to be Keeper who caps it for the USA, 4-3. So just as Denmark had tied things up, the USA comes right back, picking up another point here. As we see Denmark picking up the USA flag, but it did not get very far, just off its stand there. That was Barrett, who then caught a bullet from Brawley. Once again, the LR300, so precise here in Urban Tier. Denmark putting on an attack once again. Keeper going mano a mano upstairs, finishing off one of the Danes. That was TBiotic once again getting in there very quickly. Team kill. Keeper gunning down Brawley over in Camel Corner. That is Denmark infiltrate in the corner. Keeper from up high trying to play defense here. Seffy coming through very quickly, finishing off Xenix with a nice LR300 to the gut. Down he goes. 117, and Wee Man has grabbed the red flag of the USA once again. As we try to pick up Wee Man. Wee Man gonna cap it here with a 1:08 on the clock. We are tied once again 4-4 here in the match as we close in on 60 seconds to go here in this match. Who do you have your C-Bookie bet on, USA or Denmark? As we watch both flags sitting on the respective stands, who is going to pick up the flag? Here comes S2H. He's going to pick up the flag for the USA through Camel Corner. He's going to be in and cap it for the USA. 40 seconds and counting. TBiotic had the USA flag, but he has dropped very quickly. Denmark picking up again. That is Barrett trying to get around the corner. Not able to do so. Barrett now coming out. Nice cap by Barrett. 26 seconds on the clock. Denmark has tied things up once again. 5-5 is where we are at. 20 seconds and counting. Here comes USA. Could this be their last gasp here? USA trying to get through Camel Corner. Not able to do so. Turn back. Brawley. S2H turn back. TBiotic dropping the USA flag once again. A codename coming through. 6 seconds. 5-4-3. And it looks like we are going to go into our second round tied here. Both nations going to pick up 1 point. Some outstanding gaming. 5-5 was our score. Keeper, the top scorer, and Barrett for Denmark. So some great action so far as we are going to switch servers here and go over to our next game mode. That is going to be UT Turnpike. Little Team Survivor. We're going to step away, take a break, and come back. It is Oz. Give me a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
It's Oswald back with you here as we are between rounds. 1 point apiece awarded to both the USA and Denmark as we get ready to do the bomb thing on UT Casa. I guess I should not be too surprised about that. UT Casa, one of the main maps here for clan base action. As we get ready to start the action on UT Casa, a little bomb mode coming your way here in just a couple of minutes. Hey, once again, Oswald back with you here between rounds. Let's run down the scores there from that second CTF round. USA, Keeper leading the way, 92 points. P Nasty with 90. Seffy, 89. Brawley, 81. S2H, 76. For Denmark, Barrett, 90. TBiotic, 86. Codename, 85. Xenix, 83. And Weeman, 82. Getting ready here for the start of bomb. Give us a couple of more minutes. USA still not in the match. Working a few things out here in the War Channel. We'll be right back.
Threats. This is awesome.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. It is Oswald here as we watch teams warm up here on UT Castle. A little bomb mode. Gotta love that explosion when the bomb goes off. Total decimation of everything, huh? Anyway, it's going to be a good time here on this level. Believe it or not, this is actually the first time I've covered bomb mode on UT Casa. Yes, you would think I would have a little bit more experience covering this, but you know what? It does not matter. If you can cast UT Casa on Team Survivor, you can cast it for bomb mode. A few differences here. The map's actually a little bit larger. We do have two bomb areas, one over in the northeast corner, just behind the northeast corner near a water tank. I'm going to refer to that as the northeast courtyard. Northeast courtyard. You may know that off the new alley there between the marketplace balcony and the new alley. And then the other one is the weapon crates, which is just off the fountain courtyard behind the upper fountain hallway. So those are our two bomb spots here. As we watch the USA drop into the map here, they are fielding all six. Dan is our admin. I do want to give a quick shout-out to Dan and Ken. Both have done a great job here on Nations Cup 9. Some great write-ups, some good interviews, and all in all, we have had some very good action all cup season. So sure, we'll have some more here with our upcoming playoff match, Portugal and the Netherlands, following this match, USA and Denmark, which we are tied. That's right, we are tied here, 1-1. This could be the final match. Who is it going to be, USA or Denmark? Set us up the bomb, USA. Set us up the bomb, Denmark. Almost set to go here. Not sure what's keeping the USA here. You know, Seffi made a promise to me. He said he would keep things moving so we could finish on time. Well, you know what? It is now 22 CET, and we are not on time. I guess that's what happens when we have some server issues early on, along with a couple of client issues, and that put us about 20 minutes behind schedule here. Remember, two 10-minute rounds here on this level. This level could decide who moves on into the playoffs. Either team goes 2-0. And wins this map straight out, that will be the final score, 2-1. We're going to have to wait and see if that happens here. Just waiting on the last gamer here, just waiting on Seffi to drop into the match. As both nations just about set to go, and it looks like they're bringing the entire population again, as they now have 7 gamers in the server. Not sure what's taking them so long here. As I said, hoping things would move a little bit smoother, but they're not. No big deal. We're right here. We'll bring it all to you. As we now have 6 gamers for the USA. 1 specking, that is Seffi. And Denmark get a little antsy here. They want to go. Don't blame them. 2,200 CET back there in Europe, and it's only 1,300 out here. So, yes, I guess all those Danish moms are calling their sons to bed here. Wee man, come to bed. Barrett, here's your monkey. Code man, code name. It's time for your milk and cookies. Let's go to bed. Oh, and Zenix, turn off the Xbox, honey, and let's go to bed. Just kidding, guys. Let's get our game on. Urban Terror is where we are, but right now it is... Urban Wait. That's right. We are still in a hold here. USA going to start in red. Denmark going to start in blue. Barrett, Wee Man, codename T-Bionic, and Zenix, you're 5 for Denmark. And we'll have to see who the sub is for the USA. And I'm not sure what they're trying to work out now. I have no idea. Wish I knew, but I don't. And GTV still having issues trying to get into the clan-based servers today. Not really sure what is causing that. Last time I checked, Preet said it was the for low pings only that was not allowing him access to the server. A Going to drop in the server now. Turn some sounds on for you. As we continue to watch both nations warm up here. We're just waiting on the USA to ready up here. Team Captain Seffi specking, but not in the game quite yet, so I don't know if they're working on who the five and the sub are going to be or not, but they now have seven, so they're going to have to drop one. Dan telling the USA to ready up, please.
Blue team wins.
Seffi saying, we are ready. And good luck and have fun. We are going to start a bomb mode here in just about 10 seconds. Run down the starting USA lineup here for you in just a moment as they still need one more sub. Still having issues here. USA still has too many gamers in. This is why remedial math in the USA is so difficult. That's right. All right, now Seffi has gone to sub, so we do have five aside here. Going to have to restart and get the countdown going once again as soon as the USA readies up. Come on, slash ready. Let's get our game on. Your starting five going to be Keeper, Brawly, Acid Fire, otherwise known as AF, P-Nasty, and Special.
Red team wins.
USA just keeps shuffling people in and out. Not really sure what they're doing here, to be honest. And I think we are finally set at six. Could it be? Come on. Now we got a 999 player for the USA. Infiltrate is now 999. Oh. The joys of online gaming at their finest right here. And all right, this time I think we have it set. Keeper, P-Nasty, Brawly, Acid Fire, and Infiltrate. USA going to be on the attack here with the bomb. Denmark going to be in blue. Barrett, Zenix, codename T-Biotic, and Wee Man on defense. 3-2-1, good luck. Have fun. And here we go. We're going to pick things up here very quickly with the USA over in the patio courtyard. P-Nasty with the bomb, dropping it, giving the bomb up to Keeper. Keeper now with the Remington SR-8 over in the patio courtyard. Going across the tunnel, he is going to drop down as they make their way now over toward the weapons crate. Passing the woodpile, Keeper and Acid Fire hanging over near 27's tunnel. As they come out near the southern arches, trying to get the plant over at the weapons crate, Infiltrate and P-Nasty putting on a little bit of back offense there, trying to turn back the attacks. P-Nasty going to be gunned down by Zenix, Brawly killed by Barrett, but the bomb has been planted. Infiltrate behind the weapons crate. He's got about 10, 15 health. He's got the LR-300 out. Reloading, turning back the attacks here. Here comes Codename of Denmark. He is injured. And the red team, the USA, picking up the first point. One of 10 rounds here. On the restart, Infiltrate going to have the bomb here for the U.S. As we pick it up with the USA, once again, as I said, Infiltrate with the bomb as we go find him passing the woodpile. USA coordinating their attack. infiltrate has got P. Nasty in front of them as they make their way up the stairs in a 27th tunnel out onto the Southern Arches. Infiltrate now climbing up on the balcony, dropping down. You heard the HK-69 go off. Keeper getting an SR-8 kill over in the patio courtyard. Popping grenades with the HK-69. That is Wee Man sending them flying from the top of the stairs over to the Southern Arches. He is just behind the wall, so he cannot be hit at the moment. As the USA now waiting, lying in wait over near the South Arches. Infiltrate holding his position. He does have the bomb, as I said. He comes out. Weeman now coming down the stairs from the top, from near the beach. Codename getting the kill on Brawley as we move now down toward the upper fountain hallway. Grenades going off. P. Nasty going to come around the corner near the weapons crate. LR-300 out and going. Infiltrate now with the bomb. It looks like the USA not going to go for the plant. They're going to try to take down Denmark. Acid Fire, your last gamer remaining. He is injured. Under attack, but he gets a kill in there on Codename. But T-Biotic right there to tie things up for Denmark. So our score now 1-1. Round 3 has started. Here we go. Coming out on defense, Denmark taking the position over near the weapons crate. Once again, that is Zenix and T-Biotic gunning over toward the fountain courtyard. Barrett now making a move down the arched foyer over to the marketplace. Bomb in possession of Infiltrate once again. As we pick it up with the USA, Keeper gunned down. A nice shot there. P. Nasty getting back-to-back kills on a Codename and a Barrett as USA now infiltrates the marketplace. Keeper finished off by T-Beyond. That's going to leave P. Nasty and AF along with Infiltrate as they are over in the marketplace once again. Out of the marketplace, we're in northeast courtyard. Looks like they're going to go for the plant over near the water tank. And very quickly, Infiltrate down, and he is arming the bomb. He is going to plant at the water tank here. Left for the Danes, we have T-Biotic, Zenix, and Wee Man. Not planting the bomb here at the moment, Infiltrate. As we go first person with Infiltrate, he's going to be shot down by his own teammate. P. Nasty now with the bomb. He's going to be finished off, though, by T-Biotic coming through the northeast courtyard. Not sure what the USA was doing there. Not sure if... I couldn't tell you. 2-1 now. Denmark out in front. And I guess... Infiltrate did not have UT weapon toggle for the bomb. So he could not set us up the bomb. No wonder they killed him. With the bomb, Acid Fire. Infiltrate now under the bridge, coming out near the fountain courtyard. Brawley picking off Codename. Zenix injured around the corner near the covered passageway. Zenix now down the new alleyway. Infiltrate lying in wait is T-Biotic. T-Biotic going to be gunned down by Infiltrate, turning his weapon on Zenix. Nice work by Infiltrate, getting back-to-back kills there for the USA before he is put in his place. The bomb has been planted, but the USA, by virtue of eliminating all the Danes, ties the match up at 2 apiece. So 2-2 our score here. The bomb in possession of nobody from the U.S. at the moment. P. Nasty now picks it up. He's over near the alley timbers, down the alley timbers. Here comes P. Nasty out into the patio, or into the courtyard, marketplace, excuse me. Heals up Infiltrate. P. Nasty now continuing through the marketplace. He's got Acid Fire in his sights, healing Acid Fire as well. P. Nasty, yes, through the northeast courtyard, meeting with a little resistance there from T-Biotic of Denmark. Zenix and Wee Man also on defense. Just off the North Orchard Gate, the attack from T-Biotic of Denmark turned back by Infiltrate once again, and down they go. Wee Man falling prey to Acid Fire, and the U.S. now up 3-2. Round 6 is starting. Keeper with the bomb this time for the U.S. of A. They are red as we watch P. Nasty now Infiltrate the patio courtyard. keeper climbing up top to the marketplace balcony. He's got the silenced LR-300 out with laser sight. And the bomb. Keeper now dropping down into the marketplace. His codename finishing off his help. Brawley gunned down through the marketplace. Alley he goes. He's got Zenix in his sight. Zenix dropping the hammer and getting a couple of shots in there. Keeper losing about 15 health. His keeper now back and forth. He goes waiting for a teammate. He finally gets it. That is AF. So AF and Keeper now into the fountain courtyard. Up the stairs to the patio goes Keeper. Is AF buying the farm here? He's looking to plant the bomb. The bomb has been planted over at the weapons crate. Codename and Barrett, your two Denmark gamers here. Are they going to get to the bomb in time? And here comes one of them. Here comes Codename slowly creeping up to the bomb. He's got Keeper in his sights. Codename hit once, hit twice. He is bleeding. And on the defuse, that is Barrett. Barrett returning fire, and he's going to be gunned down by Keeper from all the way over near 27's tunnel. USA going up by two now, 4-2 after six rounds, round seven. Here we go. The bomb on the ground for the USA. It is going to be picked up by P-Nasty once again. Keeper quickly gunned down Barrett with the kill, who turns his weapon on Brawley, hitting him a couple of times and not dropping him. Brawley injured, though, is P-Nasty now into the marketplace with the bomb. Brawley looking for a little medical attention. He is going to get it. He's healed back up to 80%. P-Nasty turning out of the marketplace alley. Through the marketplace, northeast courtyard, they run P-Nasty. He's got his sights set on the water tank once again, and he is kneeled down. He is going to plant the bomb over at the water tank here for the U.S. of A. Codename and Zenix now going to have to get to the plant site. Here comes Zenix passing the rhododendron garden near the blue flag. He's going to be gunned down by acid fire. That is going to leave Codename all by his lonesome. Codename following in the footsteps of his teammate, dropping his vest through the covered passageway down the new alley. Codename doing a very good job to get down there very quickly. Bomb now, time critical. Brawley going to finish off Codename. 5-2 now, our score after seven rounds. As we spawn with Denmark here, following Zenik and Wee Man out over near the weapons crates. As Brawley now with the bomb here for the USA. We pick it up with Brawley just off the main square alleyway. Brawley moving forward like he's going to go through the tunnel, but he's got a little bit of help with him. As we see Keeper and Infiltrate get into the action. Zenix dropping P-Nasty now. As Brawley back and forth over at the T-intersection, the main square alley. Now he hops up on to the patio courtyard. We continue to keep it here with Brawley because he has the bomb. He does have help with him. Brawley now over the tunnel. He is going to pass 27's tunnel, passing the woodpile, and he is going to go into the southern arches, approaching the crates, and acid fire for the USA. Going to finish off Barrett before the bomb is planted. 6-2 after eight rounds. Round nine, here we go. Spawning with the USA once again, it is Keeper. Very quickly through the marketplace, northeast corner, Brawley this time not picking up the bomb. Action over in that northeast courtyard. Keeper killing Codename. But Barrett right there hitting Brawley. Brawley not dropped quite yet. Barrett returning fire with a couple of grenades from over near the water tank. He's going to have to look out because coming down through those arches, through that orchard gate, here comes Zenix. And Zenix going to get the kill on Brawley. That is going to leave Barrett now to fend for himself over near the water tank. And just as he's trying to run away, he is going to be gunned down very quickly. Keeper with a kill. Weeman now dancing Teaching AF how to dance. A little MP5K going on right there. That is going to leave Wee Man HK69 out. He is in a lot of trouble just off the marketplace. Launching grenades over into the northeast courtyard. Picks up the Desert Eagle. He's got Infiltrate in his sights, but a quick shot to the head. Down goes Wee Man. Round 10. This is going to be our final round here on Casa before we switch sides. As we start with the USA once again, Infiltrate with the bomb, and we pick up Infiltrate. Here he comes, turning the corner, looking into 27's tunnel just off the upper fountain hallway. A couple of grenades going off over near the wood pile. That is going to chase Infiltrate away. Brawley now following him over near the southern arches as Infiltrate wants to get the bomb planted one more time. Wee Man holding his own with the HK-69 as he now passes the weapons crate, turns right, goes out onto the patio, looking down the upper fountain hallway, and getting the kill. T-Biotic on AF as AF was able to bleed T-Biotic out. Wee Man now behind the grates, UMP-45 out. P-Nasty back-to-back kills on Zinix. And Barrett Infiltrate coming in very quickly with the LR-300. He is going to get the kill. He is going to go for the plant here. Codename, your last gamer for Denmark. Left to line. Nice SRA shot. Down goes Infiltrate over near the weapons crate. Codename trying to do what he can. Another SRA kill on Brawley. One-on-one. Codename going after P-Nasty now. Coming around the corner, it's going to be P-Nasty quicker on the trigger, dropping a Codename. 8-2 our score here in favor of the USA on UT Casa. Switching sides, and we're going to be set to go here in just about 20 seconds. U.S. up big here, 8-2. Going to have to see what Denmark can do on the offensive here with the bomb. Bomb starting 4, 3, 2, 1. Teams still not ready here as they switch up. Take a quick break here for Station ID. It's Oz. You're inside the game, and we're coming right back.
News, reviews, music, play-by-play, copy, porn.
Porn. We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh, yeah, right there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Shameless, crowd, radio. IDU.
So our score here at the intermission on UT Casa, we are playing bomb, is 8-2 in favor of the USA. AF with 16 kills. P-Nasty 10, Infiltrate with 10, Keeper with 7, Brawley with 2. For Denmark, Codename led the way with 10, Zinix 7, T-Biotic, Wee Man, and Barrett all with 4. Once again, we are waiting on the USA as... Looks like they shuffle gamers around once again. As we await the subs here for the USA. As they do have 6 aside, slash ready, and we should be set to go as we drop back into the server once again. USA asking for 20 seconds here. So the bomb was planted numerous times here by the USA. Never did blow up. And we're now down to 15 seconds on the count here for the restart. Denmark going on the offensive here with Zinix, Codename Barrett, T-Bionic, and Wee Man. And on defense for the USA, Infiltrate, Silencer, P-Nasty, Seffy, and Acid Fire. 3-2-1. Good luck. Have fun. Here we go. Following Denmark out, it is Codename. As we see who is going to pick up the bomb here for Denmark, it is going to be Barrett. Barrett now following Zinnick. Zenix N2 27's Tunnel. And on the other side, that is Seffy AF and P-Nasty. P-Nasty gunned down by Wee-Man. Nice work there by Wee-Man as Barrett gets a kill in on Seffy. Denmark scoping out the bomb site. Yes, that is right there, right near the weapons crate. Are they going to go for the plant? Zenix coming through. Wee-Man coming through. Zenix getting a kill in there on Silence. Barrett setting the bomb up, and it's going to be Denmark who gets the point, taking care of business, gunning down Infiltrate and AF for the victory. Hear that SRH shot. TBiotic getting a kill in there on a P-Nasty to start the round. Barrett now very quickly with the LR-300 over near the weapons crate. He's got Silencer and Seffy in front of him. Seffy coming through very quickly, but dropped by Zenix, torn asunder, AK-103 once again. Silencer headshotted by Codename. That is going to give Barrett another shot at arming the bomb, but he is not going to do it. He is behind the weapons crate. Here he goes, creeping up under attack once again. Zenix returning fire over in the direction of the southern arches. That is Infiltrate. Nice grenade there. Drops AF, and just like that, Infiltrate getting the kill on a Barrett, finishing him off. The USA ties things up here. 1-1. We spawn once again with Denmark. Codename with the bomb as we make our way into 27's tunnel. The bomb has been planted over at the water tank very quickly by Denmark on defense. They're going to try to hold down that area as Wee-Man, Codename, and Barrett spread out. Zenix and Wee-Man also right there. Zenix under attack, but Codename gunning down Seffy. Infiltrate finished off by TBiotic's SR8. USA down now to the last gamer, Acid Fire. Acid Fire under attack over in the northeast corridor, and a flawless victory here scored by Denmark. So they go up 2-1 now. Hopes for this level still alive here for Denmark as we respawn once again. Wee-Man with the bomb for Denmark under heavy attack. Zenix has lost about 20 health. Wee-Man down to 10 health. He's in a bit of trouble. He's going to try to look for a medic. Will he have time? Infiltrate up the stairs to the upper fountain hallway. Wee-Man still hanging tough over in the fountain courtyard. TBiotic going to heal him up. His Codename gunning down Silencer. Barrett again with the bomb. Or check that. Wee-Man with the bomb. And here comes Codename and Wee-Man over at the weapons crate. It's going to be Wee-Man planting the bomb here for Denmark. TBiotic standing guard as Wee-Man now backing up down near the southern arches. Once again, Codename coming over to heal him up as we're going to keep it right here. TBiotic on defense defending the bomb. P-Nasty now up the stairs from the fountain courtyard. He is your sole survivor here for the USA. Turns right, goes down the upper fountain hallway. He does have the SR-8 out as he now approaches the bomb site. P-Nasty under attack, turned away. And TBiotic are going to finish off P-Nasty, and just like that, 3-1 your score here in favor of Denmark. So some good action early on here. This is round 5. This will be the halfway mark here in this, the second matchup. Zenix with a bomb once again, already setting it up only 24 seconds in, but Seffy gunning him down at the bomb spot near the weapons crate. Codename and a Barrett right there to turn back Seffy and Acid Fire. Silencer now coming up from the fountain courtyard. Barrett turning around the corner, letting loose with his LR-300 in the direction of Infiltrate. P-Nasty now coming up to support Infiltrate, as is Silencer. P-Nasty, will he have time to defuse it? You hear time critical now. Coming around the corner, Barrett is going to be headshotted by Infiltrate, and it looks like the USA will defuse the bomb and win the round. Nice work by Team USA, 3-2. As we watch Denmark once again prep for the attack, Wee-Man with the bomb. over in the old alleyway. Here comes Denmark setting up for some sort of a coordinated attack, as we do have all five gamers just off the old alleyway. It looks like they're going to try to go toe-to-toe with the USA. Wee Man dropping Seffi, but not before Seffi took out their sniper, T-Biotic, and very quickly down the alley timbers. Here comes Denmark. Looks like they're going to go for the water tank. Codename Tears Pinassi Asunder. As we make our way through the twisting, turning corridors here from the marketplace. Wee Man, now dead, has dropped the bomb. And that is going to do it. Good game. As the USA has won the match. Denmark gave up three rounds here. And by virtue of giving up that third round, they are going to lose. So it looks like USA going to continue on into the finals here by virtue of that first round here on bomb mode, racking up 8 out of a possible 10 points. As we continue to play things out here, following AF around the corner, the bomb has been planted over at the weapons. Over at the weapons crate once again by Zenix. Around the corner, he runs near the top of the stairs to the beach. AF and P-Nassi, you know, very quickly over to try and defuse the bomb once again. P-Nassi should have time here and score yet another point, but Zenix gunning him down. AF now going to have to try his luck as he is able to gun down Zenix and go after the bomb here, and they are going, I believe, to defuse it.
Blue team.
Oh, and just in time, the USA scores another point. 4-3 now after seven rounds. Here comes round 8 out of the chamber. Zenix with the bomb for Denmark as we follow him inside the game. Zenix through the fountain courtyard. Near the stairs to the patio, returning fire. Zenix hitting AF in the vest. Zenix now reloading the AK-103. He is in a little bit of trouble and he's going to be dropped by P-Nassi. Seffi now coming down, passing the bomb. The bomb now sitting at the base of the stairs in the fountain courtyard. And just like that, USA going to clean up Denmark. 5-3 your score now after 8, round 9. We get started here with Zenix and company. Barrett with the bomb barreling towards that northeast spot. T-Biotic leading the way with the SR-8. As he is joined by Codename and Barrett. And Barrett going to get the plant here on the bomb once again for Denmark. Four gamers from Denmark over in that northeast corridor. Zenix and Barrett along with T-Biotic now. T-Biotic chase back into that northeast corridor. You hear the bomb still armed. The USA nowhere near it quite yet. Turning the corner from the northeast corridor, looking in on the water tank. That was silencer, but he is silenced by Barrett. It's going to leave Seffi and AF to fend off the attacks. Will they be able to do it here in time? Zenix cutting down Seffi. The bomb now time critical. It's going to blow. 3-2-1. Down goes AF. He was bombed. Denmark gets the point. That is what we like to see. The big mushroom cloud is Denmark. Scores a point here. 5-4 last round. As we start our final round here. Infiltrate coming through into the fountain courtyard. As we pick it up with Zenix once again. He has the bomb through 27's tunnel into the Seven Arches. And he's going to be capped just as he gets to the weapon crate. Silencer right there with his weapon doing all the damage. So the bomb is down. The bomb is free. As T-Biotic gets a kill, Wee Man dropping P-Nassi. T-Biotic switching back and forth between the SR-8 and MP5K. It's going to be a one-on-one here. T-Biotic and AF. And this will be our final round. Who is going to take this? Is it going to go out 5-5, or will the USA pick up another point here? 6-5, 6-4. We'll have to wait and see. A minute left on the clock here. TBiotic moving into the Fountain Courtyard. Turn of the corner over near the weapons crate with the SR-8 out. As we switch to the mini-map, we could have some action near the crate. That is AF, and that is your final round. 6-4 in favor of U.S., and that is going to do it here. Congratulations goes out to the USA. They have won the match. We're going to step away, take a break here, and come back, get into our next match here, Portugal and the Netherlands. It is Oswald with you, and congratulations going out to the U.S. They have defeated Denmark. Final score, 3-1. And we'll recap things here in just a moment. It's Oswald. You are inside the game.
Would you like some of this?
Rocket launcher LG style and a nice jump pad assault on the quad hit by Rizzy. He's bounced with the rocket and Paul Wall's gonna pick up that quad.
Or some of this.
Dirk Templar in front, killing off several zealots. Nicely done here by Pierhus. He's pushing back Puerto Rican slowly but surely. He's got a Dirk Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
Gamers are all about low ping nowadays, and I should know. DJ Weed here, and I have got to tell you about Speakeasy. They're the preferred ISP of serious gamers. You know why? Well, you get hooked up with up to 4 static IPs, 8 email accounts, 200 megs of web storage, access to local game servers on a nationwide POP network, a FileShack Mercury account, and priority routing when you sign up for the Gamers Plus package at speakeasy.net. Now, how can you beat that? You can't. Would I lie to you? Of course not. We've come a long way since ice skating and Quake 1 on a 14K modem. So it's about time you got with the program. Don't you think? Look, if you want to find out for yourself, then fire up your web browser and check out www.speakeasy.net. They're the preferred ISP for serious gamers. That's www.speakeasy.net. Now what you waiting for?
And now we seem to have a bit of a major issue here. The server is full for the Portugal-Netherlands match. I am not able to get in, hoping that somebody from either Nation or one of the admins actually sees it here. As it looks like they have already started. So I guess that will conclude our coverage for today. As we're going to wait here for just a moment. It looks like we may have someone drop out and give us a slot. I'm not sure. Looks like Satone trying to work on things for us. He's going to try to get us in the game here. We can cover the final moments here of the first map. So that last round, we're going to hand out our players of the match here. For the losing nation, Denmark, we're going to hand it out to Codename. He had a good round, first round. A little CTF action. So Codename going to be our man of the match here for Denmark and for the USA. It's going to be a tough call because we had two gamers who are very, very close. Going to check out the last match here, see how things went. And I believe we're going to hand it out to Acid Fire, who led all scores here on the first map there of a bomb. So congratulations going out to Acid Fire and Codename. They are our players of the match here. I'm going to step away for about 5 minutes. We will pick up the second match here, I believe, of Portugal and Netherlands. We're coming back here in just about 5 minutes. It's Oswald. You're inside the game.
Thank you.
time in the Age of Wonder.